Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, we have two really tremendous powerhouse guests to introduce you to. They are women business owners right here in the Hudson Valley community. And I have to tell you, they are extremely inspiring and their stories are truly remarkable. We're so lucky to have them here on our show today. That will be Kathy Hobbs, and Kathy Hobbs is with the Highland Passive House and Kathy Hobbs Design Recipes. We also will be joined by the CEO and founder of Fit and Fun Playscapes and F&F Factory, Pamela Gunther. But before we get to them, I want to tell you about some incredible events that we have happening in and around the Hudson Valley, and in particular at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Starting with on October the 21st, that's Tuesday, the Hudson Valley Women's Leadership Alliance will produce the Empower Her Conference. There are still seats available for this Women's Leadership Conference, brought to you by the Women's Leadership Alliance of the Hudson Valley. Again, it's Tuesday, October the 21st, runs from 8:30 in the morning till noon. It's a half-day session at the Heartwood Hotel in downtown Poughkeepsie. It is $45 per person to attend. It is sponsored by the Children's Home of Poughkeepsie, KeyBank, NBT Bank, Ulster Savings Bank, and Young Worth Law. A really tremendous conference for women right here in Poughkeepsie. Again, October 21st, 8:30 in the morning. Find all the information online at WLAHV.org. WLAHV.org for more information. We will also have a ribbon cutting at Hudson Nails. That is October the 22nd. That's Wednesday. And this is a new location at 15 Eastdale Avenue in Poughkeepsie, brought to you by our friends at Branding Pros. Will be the ribbon cutting grand opening for Hudson Nails in Eastdale Village. Then on October 23rd, Thursday, we will have the Hudson Valley's Job Fair, which is in partnership with DC Works and the Dutchess County Workforce Investment Board. The Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce will present the Job Fair, which will be held at the Doubletree by Hilton at 40 Civic Center Plaza in Poughkeepsie, absolutely free to attend. And if you do want to table for your company or organization, we do have some spots still available. We will have well over 60 companies there for the job fair, tabling with over hundreds of jobs throughout the community. Free to attend for attendees. You can find out more information on our website at dcrcoc.org. I do want to thank our event sponsor, Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation, Ethan Allen Workforce Solutions, and Quality Environmental Solutions and Technologies. We do have a lot happening at the Chamber. I want you to find them all online, dcrcoc.org. I have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by two really special, incredibly strong women leaders right here in our community, business owners Kathy Hobbs and Pamela Gunther. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, so proud to have this individual with us because she has an incredible history, and I cannot wait for our listeners to hear about Kathy Hobbs. Kathy Hobbs is the owner of the Highland Passive House and Kathy Hobbs Design Recipes. Kathy, welcome to our show.
Frank, it is an honor to be here today.
So, Kathy, I want you to tell our listeners first. I'm going to back up. We're not going to get into your current role and your current business and what you're doing, because that's a lot to unpack on itself. I want you to give us some history on Kathy Hobbs. Where are you from? What's your background? What brought you here to the Hudson River Valley?
Well, I was raised in what's now called the DMV, essentially Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and that's where I was raised for elementary and middle school. And then when I was in high school, we moved to suburban Detroit. And so I went to high school in suburban Detroit, and then I wanted to get out of Detroit for college, and I attended the University of Southern California, where I majored in marketing and finance. And I think maybe 6 months before the end of my time at USC, I decided that I wanted to be a television news reporter. So I became a television news reporter actually as a senior at USC, and I was a television news reporter for 20 years, working in cities like Nashville, spent a lot of my career in Washington, D.C., working for the NBC O&O there, and then I spent the bulk of my career working at WPIX-TV in New York City.
So you've had a really remarkable career to look back on. And you've taken that career and you compounded it by bringing something very special to us here in the Hudson Valley with a vision that is unlike anything that I've seen anyone develop here. I want you to tell our listeners, what is the Highland Passive House, this incredible, beautiful new facility in Highland, New York?
Well, Highland Passive House is really a state-of-the-art building that's energy efficient. We are certified Passive House Plus, which is incredible. Getting certified as Passive House is difficult in and of itself. And we're also net zero and carbon neutral, but we're a home staging and design center. And what that means is that this is where you can come for design of your vacation home, short-term rentals, home staging. Our secret sauce is that we represent over 200 lines and that we can pass our discounts on to our consumers, our customers who want to come in and be able to have us take care of everything to set up their home from scratch. But Frank, if I can, I do want to talk about how I transitioned from TV to design.
Please.
And I think that's interesting. Everyone's how did you get to be, you know, an interior designer if you were a reporter? What happened was that in three different instances, as I was coming along as a reporter, I replaced people who were fired. And the job that a lot of people transitioned to was public relations from television. And it just wasn't something I was interested in or thought I had the skills to do. So I said, I have to get something else. And what interests me was design. So I went to design school while I was a reporter at WPIX. I would go to FIT, the Fashion Institute of Technology, in the morning, and then I would cover fires and shoot 'em ups at night, murder and mayhem at night. I was the main live reporter, and so my mornings were free. And then people started hiring me as a designer. And so one of the things that I always teach people is that when it comes to business, have another set of skills, and you can also transition a skill that you currently have into a business. So I took my skills in television. It's about the visuals, and I turned it into an interior design company, in which I think you kind of sometimes need the same set of skills.
I would completely agree, and I can certainly relate into what I do here. And it also enhances that business that much more when you have that background and knowledge of industry. Also, the connections. Think about the connections you've made that have helped you in business over the years.
It's about the networking, but it's also about taking skills that you have and translating them into a business. Yeah. So one of the things that we can do at Highland Passive House is we also do videos. We also have production capability. So if someone wants to highlight their home, especially when you talk about that short-term rental owner, that vacation homeowner, we can do those videos. We can do the 360s. We can package it into a gorgeous digital brochure. So it's really a one-stop shop for whatever someone really wants as it relates to designing and marketing their home.
For our listeners that may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, that was the voice of Kathy Hobbs. She's the owner of the Highland Passive House and also Kathy Hobbs Design Recipes. And Kathy, I want you just to take a moment and back up a little bit and just explain to our listeners, what is a passive house? Just in case they don't know.
A passive house is the highest level of energy efficiency when it comes to building construction. So what we have is fresh air that's filtered through the building 24 hours a day. We have solar panels on one entire half of our roof. We're giving more energy than we're consuming. when we were building the building, we have styrofoam under our foundation. We have triple thick paned windows and doors. It's almost like working and living and functioning in a thermos. And there are certified passive houses, typically, and there's now a trend to see it in commercial buildings, such as what I've built. We happen to be the first multi-use passive warehouse in North America, which I think is fabulous to have here in the Hudson Valley. Yeah. And my hope is that Highland Passive House is studied, duplicated, and replicated, and hopefully will be an inspiration for businesses that are looking to build ground up sustainably.
And it really is a tremendous vision that you've had to do this. First of all, the need is tremendous. We know that there is an energy crisis. And for what you're doing there, not only is it saving energy, but it is also has a footprint of a CO2 that is carbon neutral, which is tremendous for us as far as breathing fresh air and clean water and so on. But you also have worked into this a beautiful aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And when you first pull up to the building, it's deceiving. And when you pull around to the back and you go into the showroom, and I call it a showroom, and it really is.
We do too.
It is just stunning. And I have not been in anything quite like it here in the Hudson Valley. And I want you to talk about that and what's in that showroom and what purposes does it serve?
So I have been a full-time resident of the Hudson Valley for more than a decade. I raised my daughter here. And when I moved here, we had a little cottage and we wanted to furnish it. And we went from big box store to big box store to big box store. And we had malls that we could go to, that we could purchase things from. And I've now seen so many retailers pull out of the Hudson Valley. And so we wanted to fill that white space. We want to be that destination where someone can come meet a designer. We represent more than 200 lines, be able to purchase through us. We receive, inspect, we can even store. And that, to me, is relieving that pressure that I had on myself when I moved to the Hudson Valley. I was the one who had to sit in a home, an empty home, waiting for delivery after delivery after delivery, racing up the highway from the city, praying that I would make it before a UPS driver kicked my brand new furniture into the driveway right before a rainstorm. So we're filling that white space that I think is missing in the design community here in the Hudson Valley. When someone comes to our showroom, you have a beautiful Fisher & Paykel experience center. Someone can touch and feel the appliances. We have designers who are at the ready in order to meet with you to discuss different lines, whether it's sofas, upholstery, artwork, accessories, dining tables. We're basically a design center that we can fulfill any needs that someone is looking for relating to their home.
So there's a little bit of a misnomer about design centers. And I learned this from a friend of mine, and he said to me, Frank, you want to work with a designer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. You're going to save so much money in the end by our buying power, what we're able to purchase for you, and you're going to get a better deal on what you really want instead of just something that's off the shelf in a local furniture store or in a local Home Goods or at home. Nothing against what they carry, but we're going to save you so much on those items, including the sinks and the tile and the countertops and all the supplies that you put into your kitchen and your bathroom and so on, that it's going to pay for our services and then some. And you're going to have a professional design in the end. And I was shocked at the results. And I think that's something people think of right away. I can't afford a designer. I'm just going to do it myself. But think about it from that perspective of going in and having everything right there at your fingertips. You don't have to shop it because it's all right there. You have all those lines and it's stuff you're not going to find in the store. Your neighbor's not going to have it.
At this price either. Right. So typically, as you said, there is a misnomer about working with a designer. But many people don't have the background in design and they a lot of times have maybe money to purchase but not the time. So when you meet with a designer and they curate a package, we create beautiful mood boards that you can select what you want, what you don't want, and you're getting a higher quality product at a discounted price because we pass along some of our discounts and we're treated as a retailer. In the end, you're getting this beautiful home that is designed by a professional, and you've actually paid less than had you spent your time purchasing typically inexpensive goods that you don't even want or don't even understand what you're purchasing.
So I want you to take a moment and explain to our listeners about the staging. What are the benefits of the staging?
Staging, that is something that I feel so passionate about. When I decided to start my interior design firm, it was around the time that I was actually getting married, and we were purchasing a condominium in the city, and I became acquainted with staging. And what we're essentially doing with staging is selling a lifestyle. And the reality is that potential buyers lack vision. They only know what they see, not the way it's going to be. And when someone puts their property on the market, it becomes a product for sale, just like a product on a store shelf. And it's compared to other products. So if someone goes to see your home, they're not just going to see your home. They're going to shop the market. They're going to go to the home for sale down the street. They're going to go to the home, you know, next door that's for sale. And you're going to want to put your home in the best possible light. So I see home staging as an investment in marketing your product, which is your home. And for most Americans, their home is their single biggest investment.
Kathy, clock is going to take us. I just want to thank you so much for coming in and spending the time with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But I also want our listeners to understand the type of quality that you have in your organization. It truly is remarkable to have you here in the Hudson Valley and have your skill set and also have you a part of our Chamber of Commerce. And I just want to thank you for your time today. But I want to put your contact information out there. I'm sure our listeners are curious to how to find out more. You have an incredibly beautiful website. I would encourage our listeners to visit that. It's HighlandPassiveHouse.com. That's HighlandPassiveHouse.com. Or they can always contact you via phone.
They can always contact via phone. Also, you know, we have our interior design division, which is Kathy Hobbs Design Recipes. You can call us at 1-800-961-5202, and you can email us either at info@kathyhobbs.com or info@highlandpassivehouse.com.
And if you're curious as to where they're located in Highland, it's 323 Upper North Road in Highland, New York. You can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Kathy Hobbs, thank you so much for taking your busy time out of your day to come and be with us here on the Hudson Valley Business
Show. Thanks so much for having me, Frank. It's always a pleasure to see you.
To our listeners, find out more about the Highland Passive House. Go right to our website, dcrcoc.org. We're going to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But when we come back, we'll be joined by Pamela Gunther. She's the Fit and Fun Playscapes and F&F Factory CEO and founder. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, the founder and CEO of Fit and Fun Playscapes and F&F Factory, it's Pamela Gunther. Pam, welcome to the show.
Hello there. It's wonderful to be here.
Pam, I just want you to explain to our listeners, what is Fit and Fun Playscapes and F&F Factory?
Sure. Fit and Fun Playscapes is an international retailer of action-based or activity-based products that help people of all ages and abilities move more, have fun, laugh, be healthier, and for children become, it helps them be better learners in a school setting.
So there's a lot to unpack there because you also have F&F Factory we haven't even really touched on yet. But I want you to dive into a little bit about the history and background, how you ended up into this space. You have an interesting background yourself. You were an architect by trade, formerly trained. But yet you are in an industry that still uses quite a bit of that skill set, the creativity especially. But how did you end up here and how did you scale this business?
That's a great question. I'm still a licensed architect, so I still hold my license. But I, you know, many years ago when my oldest son was entering kindergarten, I was asked to be involved in a volunteer project, which the principal at the time, they just had new blacktop down on the ground, and they asked if I could head up a small PTA committee that would paint the games out on the playground. And there was a group of us, and we decided that we just didn't want just white numbers and squares. We wanted something really creative. And so we painted things, games by hand, like a seahorse hopscotch and multicolored four square. And so that's kind of how Fit and Fun started. I loved the reaction of the kids. I love the creativity. I really enjoyed seeing the vibrant colors. And I combined my experience with materials and systems, which was part of my architectural career and background. So I combined those skills to have the guts, quite honestly, to form this business with two and then three kids. So I just really fell in love with the results.
And I think that is so quintessential American dream, business owner, entrepreneur, which you completely are in so many ways. It's the creativity. That's what drives business here in the U.S. And now you're in over 8,000 schools, and it goes beyond schools. It's community parks, it's recreation centers. Talk about some of the people that you work with and some of the places that you have done installations, and maybe some of the most memorable ones that you think of that were probably extremely creative.
Sure. So I've been, I moved out of the house after many years, and I have an amazing team around me. I think most of the people that I work with and work for are physical educators, health advocates, but we're seeing a lot more of people that just want enjoyable experiences. For example, and most recently, I worked with a hospital in Westchester, and they have children that stay at the hospital. That is their home. And forgive me, it's not a hospital. It's a residence center. And how do you make that space more enjoyable for them? These are kids that will never go outside. And so that project really moved me. It was very challenging, very unique. And I really had a struggle with the pain that it brought up in me, the sadness of that, and still try to create something fun. Anyway, we created something very different. We took our games and we created like interactive boards or signs that they could put throughout the hospital. And they could have their siblings and their family come and engage with them, play with them. So the inclusivity part of that and the delicate nature of the setting was a project that was very challenging, but I think, and it was small, but it was probably one of the most impactful projects that we will ever see and have. Yeah. And there's more of that needed.
Yeah. And I asked that question because I wanted our listeners to understand your creative, understand your passion and drive for this. You've been featured in so many different areas in the media, from Fox, Hudson Valley Magazine, of course, local, ABC, CBS. Obviously, you featured Women's Own Business in many ways. The SBA has featured you. So, you know, this is more than just a business. This is a movement in many ways. And it's also products that you're selling that are out of the box. So we talked about the creativity and how you've gotten creative, how the business formed and how it grew. But now you have this online store. That's what's driving the business, the Fit and Fun Playscapes business. And it's fitandfunplayscapes.com. And on there is a shop. And people can buy out of the box sort of, I don't want to say templates because they're not templates, but they're templated products that they can browse, and they serve a purpose for education in all cases, I would say. But it's creative. It's creative use of your space. It brightens your space, and it's a way to engage individuals of all abilities to get involved in education, and they don't realize it through the games. And that's what's so creative about this. So folks, I would encourage you to visit the website. It's fitandfunplayscapes.com. Peruse the shop. So We're going to do that now, and I want you to tell us about some of the items in there and some of the most popular items that are ordered through Fit and Fun that people might be interested in.
Sure, and I want to just make the point, Frank, you did a great job of explaining everything, but we really want, one of the main core values is that we want someone to be able to purchase our products, put it down themselves with no professional installation, and make it look just as an engaging and unique and colorful as if someone came out there and did it themselves. And that sort of bridges that technical aspect, user experience aspect, as well as design. So on the screen there, you'll see some of our most favorite and most popular designs. That Daisy hopscotch, you know, why does a hopscotch have to be just squares and numbers? In this case, it's leaves and a friendly face to it. Several of the designs I created with my children and with family and friends over the years. My mom, who was aging, and about, oh gosh, maybe 10, 15 years ago, yoga was becoming more and more popular. And she said, Pam, I love what you're doing for kids, but what about people my age? I love yoga. And our yoga stencils are the first and ones that were out on the market and are one of the most popular ones. And they're used by people of all ages.
And all abilities.
And all abilities.
Really remarkable products to creatively teach youth and individuals of all abilities, including older senior citizens, keep their minds fresh with some of the activities, but teach them how to learn in a fashion that is just out of the box.
Right,
it's
right.
Unique.
With
it's
the senior,
colorful.
Exactly.
It's fun.
And that's what
it's engaging.
That's what the seniors that we worked with wanted. They didn't want to just sit and do puzzles or chair yoga. They wanted to move around more, have fun, and laugh. And that's all part of overall wellness. It's not just being physically fit or mental health. It's all wrapped into an engaging play experience.
So the people who are purchasing your products are educators, they're parks and recreation departments, maybe to install in a facility that's either indoors or
yes.
Outdoors. You have outdoor solutions as well. So I think people might picture this as just strictly indoors, but you do have outdoor
yes.
solutions.
Yes, indoor, also. Outdoor, and portable for events. Health departments are big customers for ours as well.
Activities for senior centers, I think of the senior center at Time Warp Park. We were just there a few weeks ago, and there was nothing like this there that was engaging for seniors.
We got to get on that.
It's something to really think about, though, in your local senior center. When you go to the site and you see the activities that you have that are turnkey, out of the box, and there's solutions for an environment like that, just to make it vibrant. When you walk into a senior center, you want it to be engaging and fun and exciting for people. And I think of that center out there, while it's a nice center, there's nothing there that screams exciting, fun, engaging. So really,
we're going to change that,
yeah.
Frank.
And I think about that now that I go into others and other places that I've been that don't have this as a solution. So here's a turnkey solution for it. Fit and Fun Playscapes. Visit the website, fitandfunplayscapes.com. But I do also want to talk about the F&F Factory.
Yes,
so
yes.
Talk about that, because this is a sort of a newer division, if you will, of Fit and Fun that has just spawned out of production.
And exactly.
I want you to talk about how you got into this and where it's going.
Sure. We're excited about the next iteration of our team's abilities and experiences and our machine's capabilities. So we looked at our product lines for Fit and Fun Playscapes, and that is growing. But we started to get a lot of requests for custom products for different events and associations that we belong to. And the machines that we bought over the last few years, they're capable of so much more than activity-based games that we make. So we decided about a year and a half ago to start testing the waters and create custom keepsakes, VIP gifts, corporate gifts, and that rolled into retractable banners and tablecloths and printed goods.
All custom.
All custom. and or customizable, both, you know, all of those things. We're working with a large manufacturer of playground equipment to deliver some, you know, runs of visual graphics that will go on the climbing equipment. And so we're really becoming, that division is becoming more and more of a general business service and product where we can do yard signs, something as small as yard signs, to something large like backdrops and banners and custom laser cut engraved products.
Fit and Fun Playscapes and F&F Factory. Find them online at fitandfunplayscapes.com. You can also navigate from there to F&F Factory. Do you have a separate website for F&F Factory?
Not yet. So if you go to the shop page and you'll see printed graphics, you will find it there.
If you want to find them online, visit our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Put in the word fun into our business directory. They are the first to come up. I just did it. I want to thank Pam Gunther for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. I'm going to dub this show as the Powerhouse Show. Two incredible women who have created businesses here in the Hudson Valley community that are really putting a mark on the Hudson Valley. Pam, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and share about Fit and Fun Playscapes. And I also want to thank Kathy Hobbs for being with us on the show today. To our listeners, if you'd like to find out any information about any of the guests that you heard on our show today, or if you want to find out information about things that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, including community events or chamber events, go right to our website, dcrcoc.org. That's all we have time for on our show today. We want to see you tuned in next time here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Take care. Bye-bye.